Chapter 9. This is the last story of the Jungle Book. It begins at night in a camp. It was raining. The camp had 30,000 men and animals in it. They were all gathered at Rawalpindi. The Viceroy of India was coming to inspect them. The Amir of Afghanistan was going to visit them. "Afghanistan is a very wild country," said the Viceroy of India. "We will show them we are not wild." There were camels, elephants, horses, bullocks, and mules in the camp. They were all servants of the Empress of India. I was in the camp. Some of the camels escaped. They came to trample my tent. My dog escaped. I ran out after it. It was too dark. I couldn't see where I was going. I tripped over near the cannons. It was too wet. I couldn't walk very far. I found a tent in the dark. I went in to wait for morning. I was just about to fall asleep. I heard someone talking outside. I looked out of the tent. I saw a camel and a mule. "Camels are stupid animals. You broke free and ran around. You trampled the tents. The men will be very angry with you. They will punish all of us," the mule said. Then he kicked the camel. The camel fell to the ground. He started crying. "That hurt my camel humps," the camel said. A horse came out of the darkness. He stamped over to the mule and the camel. "You stupid camels! I was trying to sleep. You woke me up," the horse said. "I am sorry we woke you up. We were having bad dreams," the camel said. "There was no need to trample the tents," the horse said. An elephant came over to the three animals, and another mule was following by. "There you are, Billy," the new mule said to the first mule. "What is going on here? You found a camel. Why did you wake us up?" the second mule asked. "Calm down, or I will kick you too," Billy the mule said. "The camels are cowards. Bad dreams make you scared. You trample tents because of bad dreams," the elephant said. I lay there and listened. "Being brave does not mean that you do not get scared. You are brave when you do things even though you are scared," the horse said. "The camels are still cowards," the second mule said. "I am only brave when my rider is on my back," the horse said. "I am brave and I will kick anything," Billy said. "That does not make you brave. That makes you bad-tempered," the elephant said. "Camels are brave. We do not mind when the men hide behind us in gunfights," the camel said. "That does not make you brave. That makes you stupid," the second mule said. The animals all began to fight. The elephant tried to stop the arguments. He ended up arguing with the other animals. The animals argued for a long time. Then my dog arrived. He scared the elephant. My dog was scared. He ran to the tent I was in. "I think we are all brave when we have to be," the elephant said. All the animals went to bed. I went to sleep. I woke up the next day. It was time for the inspection. I sat and watched all the animals go by. It was strange to watch. They all looked brave in the daylight. "I want to ask you a question," the Amir said to me. "What is it, Amir?" I asked. "Are all your men and animals like that?" the Amir asked. "Yes, sir. The men and animals obey their orders," I said. "It is strange. In Afghanistan, we only obey our will," the Amir said. "It is strange. Your Amir must come here and take orders from our Viceroy," I said. "There are more stories of the jungle to tell, but these stories are for another time." The end.